AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Rising prices and in some cases a lack of products resulted in a drop in spending. The AP's Ben Thomas has details.
The Commerce Department reports retail sales fell 1.9% in December as the Omicron variant of COVID-19 arrived, product shortages persisted, and inflation continued higher. Still, the holiday shopping season got off to a fast start, and the report reflects the decline from November. Compared with retail sales in December of 2020, they were actually up 16.9%.
Days before he hits the one-year mark in office, a slew of bad news is raising questions about whether President Biden has overpromised on his agenda. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
10 months ago,
I've been hired to solve problems. To solve problems, not create division.
The president argued his decades at Washington positioned him to deliver. Yet the problems and division persist. This week alone, the president's faced record inflation, COVID-19 school disruptions, slapdowns from both his own party and the Supreme Court. His spokeswoman brushes off suggestions things are not going well. Jen Psaki says they're supposed to be hard, and the president will keep pushing.
We could certainly propose legislation to see if people support bunny rabbits and ice cream, but that wouldn't be very rewarding to the American people.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A cyber attack has left a number of Ukrainian government websites temporarily unavailable. It's not clear yet who is behind the attack. There are heightened tensions between Ukraine and Russia. China is further tightening its anti-pandemic measures in Beijing and across the country. The Winter Olympics in Beijing start in about 2 weeks. A judge granted a request from the police chief in Fayetteville, North Carolina, to release body camera video recorded in the aftermath of the shooting death of a black man by an off-duty sheriff's deputy. Stocks edged lower in morning trading. This is AP News. A milestone today in morning television.
From NBC News, this is a special edition of Today, 70th Anniversary.
The Today Show first aired on January 14, 1952, with Dave Garraway as the host. The co-host now are Savannah Guthrie and Hoda Kotb. But Guthrie was not on the set today. She tested positive for the coronavirus.
Savannah's always front and center. I mean, she may not physically be here, but we've only said her name about 8,000 times. And this is just one of those unlucky moments where you happen to get, you know, get COVID during this moment.
Al Roker has been delivering the weather on the Today Show for more than 30 years.
It's not an act.
Yeah.
You know, when you see that on TV, I think a lot of places have tried to manufacture that. But I think it speaks, the 70 years speaks to the genuineness of what goes on in Studio 1A.
Last night, the lights on the Empire State Building in New York were in the Today Show's trademark orange. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.